Let's take our Bibles and open to Psalm 63. Psalm 63.
Hallelujah. We'll read this together, and then
if there are those that would just like to briefly comment, we can do that. All right. We don't have a lot of time this morning, but let's believe that God will speak to us. He's come to us already. Isn't that wonderful? As we open our hearts to Him, as we look up, He has something new for us day by day. A fresh anointing of His Spirit. It's a little difficult to read responsively because we all have different translations. So, I don't know, maybe I get some help here. Who would like to read? Who would like to read? Reed, would you like to read? You can come up here, though. You have to come up here. Reed, come on. And you can read from King James or NIV, either one, whatever you like.
Where? From where?
Right here.
O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. Thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Be thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee, I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness. And my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadows of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul falleth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm so thankful that He satisfies our soul. It says that in here twice, that He satisfies us. And to see thy power and thy glory, so I've seen thee in sanctuary. You can't say these things if you haven't seen His glory, you haven't felt His presence, if He hasn't satisfied your soul. And you can say, like He says here in Psalmist of verse 3, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. He's done a lot for us, as Brother Mike prayed out this morning. We have been saved. We have been redeemed. We have been washed in His blood. And when you feel that, and when you sense that, and when you know that, not just because it says it, but you absolutely experience that wonderful presence of God, the cleansing from the precious blood, you can't help but rejoice.
Oh, hallelujah.
You wake up in the morning satisfied because you're a child of God. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're filled with His presence and His glory. You can't help but shout. And you get up early in the morning and say, I praise You, Lord. I know many of you have. You get up early in the morning. You're just so grateful to God. And God wants us to have that all the time. Seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things above, not on things of the earth. He saved us from that. I was reading that in Galatians, that He saved us from this present evil world, that He might deliver us, and He has delivered us. And don't go back. Let's not hang on to both sides. Let's go all the way through with Jesus. Let Him satisfy us. Every day should be a fresh day, full of the joy of the Lord. And I'm so grateful that He does that for us as we seek Him with all our hearts.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It struck me while I was listening to Reed read that I have New Living Translation. It says, in verse 8, I cling to you, your strong right hand holds me securely. But those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become food of jackals. And I was thinking of how God can protect those who seek to destroy, and the one that seeks to destroy those who have heard God's word this year, up here at camp, all the young people, all the older people, all the staff, and I saw that in my son as he was standing in front of us. So
thank
just
you,
pray
Lord,
that God will do that and protect them.
Yes.
And I know that he will.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was looking at verse 1. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What's wonderful about Jesus is when you don't feel him, he wants us to believe that he'll make us hungry and thirsty. It's not really a feeling, but it's a longing God puts in our heart for himself. Where we want him, we choose with our will, Lord, I'm going to follow you. I want your will. I was reminded of that this morning, beginning part of this meeting, that in the Lord's Prayer, he said, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And so seeking Jesus is really seeking him for himself and his will.
Amen.
God has a will over our lives. And we are to give ourselves first to him, say, Lord, I give myself to you. And then we're to believe and have faith that he will work out his will and plan, whatever that means. I remember when I was living up here and training here for ministry, and I remember the Lord was speaking about how he was sending out some to go different places. And I remember Sister Caroline, the gardener's wife, she got up and she said, Now some of you are wondering, God, what are you going to do with me? And she said this, she said, the Lord doesn't want you to wonder what God's going to do with you. You just give yourself to him and follow him and want him, and he will lead and guide you step by step.
Praise God.
And then I remember another person said to me, you need to pray daily over the will of God. And that doesn't just mean where I should go or what I should do, but that means in our whole life. Little decisions that you make can change your whole course. And that I look back now in my life and here the Lord led me to come to Pilgrim Camp. Little did I know that that choice would have an impact on my future. Here I met Pastor Mike and Brother Mike. And
hallelujah.
Later on, and I left, and I went to Calvary Church in Bowling Green, and the Fettys, they were pastors from Ridgewood, and they were young people, and they had a church there, and they needed help, and so I felt the Lord wanted me to go there. In fact, they'd asked me to come, and I wasn't sure if I was to go or not. I kind of had a place I wanted to go, and it wasn't Bowling Green, and so I went to the Lord about it, and I sought the Lord for some time. I had some other, there's a place called the Faith Homes. And there were some older ministers there, and they were praying for me and that God would show me his will and plan for my life if I was to go to Bowling Green or not. And I remember after being there a few days, they came to me and they said, do you know what you're supposed to do? Well, I didn't know. But when they asked me that, all of a sudden I felt like this presence of God come over me, and the Lord put in my heart, you're to go to Bowling Green. And so what happened is, then I told the Fettys, yes, I feel I'm to come. I was as young as in my 20s. So I went to Bowling Green. But it was interesting, after I'd gotten that light that I was to go to Bowling Green, then other people started asking me to come and help them. Oh, would you consider going... Gerda Bakra asked me, would you consider coming to Taiwan? Pray about it. I think it was Elizabeth Lindau, she came and had asked me. So there was just the Lord. And then I had Sister Oldfield ask me about coming to help her. just these different doors. And I thought, but the Lord had given me the light in my heart, so no matter what was asked, I knew where I was to go. I was supposed to go to Bowling Green. And there wasn't very many people there. It was a little small town, but I knew I was where God wanted me to go. So I went to Bowling Green, and I helped the Fetties there. And then later on, after Brother Mike was up here, then he called me one day, and this was after I was in Bowling Green for a while, and then the Lord led us to get together. We got married, and then we were there in Bowling Green for 1 year, and then the Lord opened a door for a Fredericksburg church. They needed a pastor there, and it was a church with connected to Zion. And so anyway, they asked us to come, and we prayed, and we didn't want to just do something because we were asked or it looked like something good. And we prayed, and we prayed, and the Lord said, yes, you go. And now we've been there 38 years. So that's what God's plan was for me. Little did I know that the stepping stone of coming here, going to Bowling Green, and then God putting us in Fredericksburg. And so we don't know what God's going to do. Now, maybe God doesn't want to put you in full-time ministry. Maybe he wants you to be a business person on fire for God that's a light and used for his kingdom that way. There's so many different ways that God can use us. But you know, the important thing, the foundational truth, is to seek the Lord early. Seek Jesus with all your heart. Pray for his will. God, get your perfect will done in my life, whatever that means. Lord, have your way today.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I want to please you with my words, my thoughts, my desires. Live out your life within me as we seek him, for him to come and fill us. Oh, it's so wonderful when Jesus fills us with that hunger and thirst for him, and he satisfies your heart. Nothing else in this world is going to satisfy like Jesus. You can do all kinds of things, but when you're in his will, no matter what it is, he will satisfy your heart where he puts you and what he has you to do. So I just want to say and encourage us all, let's keep seeking Jesus for himself and for his perfect will to be worked out, whatever that means. And he is what we need. He satisfies.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for the different young people in this room who are trying to figure out what they want to do with the rest of their lives. Father, we pray you open their ears, open their eyes, Lord God. Guide their feet, guide their hands, Lord God. Give them direction. We pray for wisdom, divine wisdom, on what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go. Father, lead them, Lord God. Speak to them, Lord God. And not only speak to them, let them listen, Lord God. Let them listen. Open their ears so they hear the correct steps to take. Where to go, where not to go. We pray this in your name.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus. To do thy will, yes, that is all. To do thy will, obey thy call. To follow
everybody in the room, Lord God. Open all our ears.
Yes.
Give us wisdom, Lord God. Give us direction and guidance. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else yet? Want to share something from this chapter? Praise God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands in thy name. The NIV renders verse 4 this way, I will praise you as long as I live. For mercy so great, what return can I make? I'll love him I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure. And so we've all experienced in a measure his loving kindness to us, for us, over us. And what is our response? We give ourselves. We worship. We become worshipers. You know, sometimes we limit worship to a time or a set time in our service. Oh, we're having worship now. And I understand that concept. But I think worship really entails my whole life. It's every moment I'm a worshiper. Are you a worshiper? Are you a worshiper? God is looking for worshipers. Not just Sunday morning. Moment by moment, day by day, we worship our God, not only by the things that come out of our mouth, but the way we live, the way we walk, the communion that we have with him and with one another. Our lives become lives that are worshiping our God. Does your life bring glory to God? Do the words that I say, do the thoughts that I think, are my attitudes bringing glory to God? And so this is our response. I will bless thee while I live. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I've mentioned this recently, and I'll say it just again here because I think it applies. That thought of blessing the Lord with all that's within me. I remember my Uncle Edwin sharing with us at a Labor Day, I think it was a Labor Day retreat. And he said it this way, does everything within you bless the Lord? Can you say that? That there's no part in me that is not blessing God, that's not right with God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I think the psalmist there, David, he's looking in the mirror and encouraging himself to give praise and glory to God. And we do that, as I said, moment by moment, as we walk with him, as long as we live, I will bless thee. And then just one more. Because thou hast been my help, verse 7. Isn't that a good testimony? Could we say that? Lord, you've been my help. You haven't forsaken. You have never failed. You've been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of thy wings, I will rejoice. And so, beloved, we have much to praise our God for. We have much to rejoice. We rejoice in him. We rejoice evermore. And our lives become lives of worship. And so, Lord, make us worshipers, dear God. We want to satisfy your heart. You are seeking. The Father seeks those who worship in spirit and in truth. And so, Lord, we come again to you this morning. We draw near to you, dear God, because you have drawn near to us. You draw us. And Lord, we want to respond in this way. Lord, we give ourselves. We seek you early. Let your praises fill our mouth this day, all day long, and may everything within us bless the Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we come under the blood again this morning. Just cover us, dear God. Cover this place, dear God. Oh, Jesus, under your precious blood. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for the blessings that flow to us from Calvary. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, that crowning work of redemption that you poured out upon your church. We thank you because of Calvary. And so help us to walk today, to walk in the Spirit, and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we thank you. And we bless your name. Amen.
Praise God.
It's been real nice to have the Richardson family with us. And I see them. I heard the little voice. And so I want to pray for you guys before you leave. Would you mind just coming maybe up to the front here or near the front so we could just pray for you guys? Hallelujah. We're thankful for Lamar and Diane and Zuri. And Diane is an important part of camp. Maybe some of you don't realize that, but she is our medical director. And she probably is not happy that I just said that, but we're happy and thankful for you, Diane, and for the role that you play at camp. And so, dear Father, let's just all join our faith for this family. Dear Father, dear Father. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, we thank you, Lord, that you have brought them to us just for these few days. But, Lord, I believe that you have worked, and you are at work in their hearts, in their lives. And I pray, Lord, that you would just place your own hand of benediction upon them as they leave us today. That you would go with them, that you would cover them with your precious blood, that you would keep them. Keep them, Lord, rejoicing in you and continue to make them a blessing. We thank you for Zuriel. We pray that you keep your good hand upon her and that she will grow up to love and to serve you with all her heart. Oh, Jesus, we thank you that we can pray for one another and believe for one another to see the goodness of God every day of our lives. And so again, we thank you for them. Brother Tom, would you pray also, please?
Thank you for Diane and Lamar and the precious little one, O God. Continue, O God, your work of grace and glory in their lives, we pray. May they find life to be one of walking with you and knowing you each day better, O God. Use them, we pray, O God, to minister to the different ones. Make them a bright, shining light. And keep them safe as they travel, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand together and we'll sing, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name."
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great.
Someone pray with us now in closing. Oh God.
Dear God, thank you for this wonderful meeting. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for loving this place. Amen. You make people to change.
Yes.
And more close to you, Lord. Oh, thank you so much, Lord. And bless all staff and people who go to home. Oh, Lord, I stay here. Lord, you continue with us. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name.
Amen. We should pray for our brother Jeff and sister Jenny. Anyone else who's leaving today? I know they are. Are you leaving, Ezekiel, too? Let's just pray for these yet. We're so thankful for the fellowship that we have together over the years, the many years. Dear Father, I thank you for our brother Jeff and sister Jenny. I thank you for the work, Lord, the ministry that you have given to them, part of, to spread this light throughout the world. Jesus dwells within. I thank you, Lord. I pray that you keep them. Just for you, Jesus. Keep them in your ways. Keep them under your blood as they travel today. And Lord, continue that blessing of God upon their lives. Continue to make them a blessing. I ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord, we also pray for Ezekiel, dear Father. Thank you for bringing him to us for these 2 periods now that he served you here at camp. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with him as he goes back home, that your presence would go with him, that you would surround him, dear God, that this work that you have begun in him would grow and spring up, dear God. Establish him in your ways and keep him in the days ahead. Remind him that you love him and that you will never leave him or forsake him. So we commit him to you, Jesus. Let your will be done as he seeks to please you. Let your will be done in his life and in his family. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's walk with the Lord today. God bless you.